metabolism, just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this hump day Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Great interview with Sherry. Long time no talk. Exciting what she's getting ready to do. Take off on another mission, disaster relief situation. Godspeed, girl. Absolutely, just absolutely praying for you in this mission. And that she can survive. It's kind of an interesting text message I got from Officer Rick. He agreed with Dr. Sherry. He said, it's a rotten smell, the smell of death. Kind of like when you get up close next to a deer carcass. It's definitely the smell of death. I've had people that were down a while before we got there. She's right. You don't forget that smell. So it's definitely out there. Let's see. Another text message here. I'm sorry. Doc Sherry. Okay, so you're looking for that. Yes. Heartbeatmission.org. O-R-G. So I'll send you the link. Absolutely appreciate you sending me the request. One of the things I think that's interesting, and she brought it up, in talking with the news reporter from Newsmax, if Mike Rogers was the guy, he would have beaten Elisa Slotkin. He lost. Donald Trump won the state of Michigan. Well, if you look at the two counties that are main indicators going back, I believe, I think it was the 70s, if the research I looked at, it was either the 70s or 80s. Two counties in the state of Michigan on a statewide race, whether it's president, governor, U.S. Senate, any statewide race, secretary of state, attorney general, to win as a Republican, there's two bellwether counties that are indicator counties. Again, going back to the 80s, I believe it might even go as far back as the 70s. I think it was Nixon, maybe. Saginaw and Muskegon. And I find that to be very interesting because they are such rural outlying counties. You would think Macomb County, the Reagan Democrats, maybe Oakland County, even though it's shifting now from conservative Republican to liberal Democrat? No. Muskegon and Saginaw. Donald Trump won those two counties. Mike Rogers did not. Mike Rogers did not win those two strong Republican, very conservative parts of Saginaw and Muskegon. I know them both very well. It's just amazing that he could not win those two counties, but Donald Trump did. Ended up beating Harris in Michigan by over 80,000 votes. You lose Muskegon and Saginaw as a Republican, you can't win. And that's exactly what happened last election with Mike Rogers as our candidate. So I agree with Sherry. He should have won just like Donald Trump did. He didn't. Time to move on, sir. Sorry, not interested. Now, a little closer to home here in Michigan, especially, a federal appellate court affirmed the convictions and sentencing of the two ringleaders in the 2020 plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. holding that the two defendants' conducts amounted to a textbook conspiracy, quote-unquote, in the opinion. Adam Fox of Wyoming and Barry Croft Jr. of Bear, Delaware, were sentenced in 2022 to 192 months, up to 235 months, basically 20 years in prison, where they were trying to argue that there was insufficient evidence to support the jury convictions for conspiracy to kidnap and the use of a weapon of mass destruction. Boff got nearly 20 years, Adam Fox, 16 years. Well, in the opinion, which came from the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, they disagreed with the arguments that the defense counsel was putting up. In their published opinion, they wrote, "The record before us is replete with evidence that Fox and Croft agreed to kidnap Governor Whitmer from her lakeside home, provided the right opportunity when it presented itself. Fox explicitly stated his intention to kidnap the governor to Croft and others. Fox and Croft's agreement formed as they discussed plans to carry out the kidnapping plot. But the planning did not stop there, in the opinion. The evidence of an agreement extended well beyond a single meeting and training. Fox, Croft, and others, including an informant, conducted multiple reconnaissance operations on Whitmer's home, as well as her lakefront cottage located in Antrim County, Michigan. Fox hatched his, quote, perfect plan, including launching a boat. The panel noted that Fox also explicitly agreed with Croft's plan to the kidnapping. Whitmer, from Birch Lake, that's her cottage home, just 8.7 miles down the road from my driveway, the plan was to transport her to Lake Michigan. Now, you have to understand, from Birch Lake, folks, here on US 31, Lake Michigan is just a mile the other side of US 31. It's actually just north slightly, if you look at the map, Elk Rapids, Michigan. There's one traffic light right there at Ames Street and US 31. There's a marina there. That marina goes directly out into Lake Michigan. Downtown Elk Rapids, you can see Lake Michigan from the traffic light. But as you go north slightly, a couple of miles to get to her cottage, Lake Michigan at that point is only a mile away. So the plan was to kidnap her there at the cottage, transport her to Lake Michigan. And it was there that the plan was to take her by boat out into Lake Michigan and basically execute her, according to the details provided in previous testimony. Well, the panel of circuit judges, Joan Larson, Chad Riedler, and Stephanie Dawkins Davis, also rejected Croft and Fox's arguments that the trial court erred by not holding a hearing to allow their attorneys to question allegedly bias by the jurors and placing arbitrarily time limits on the defense cross-examination of the co-conspirator, Caleb Franks. Franks of Waterford, Michigan, pleaded guilty to a federal charge of conspiracy to kidnapping Whitmer and was sentenced to prison. Well, their attorneys, Croft and Foxes, were never allowed to cross-examine the co-conspirator of the plan. Now, in the final decision, they also rejected the government, the argument that the government entrapped Croft, noting video and audio records presented at trial showing the defendants promising violence, planning and participating in trainings, reconnaissance, as well as bringing their own weapons and materials for training, along with plotting the abduction without reluctance. Folks, the biggest part of this that they're not talking about, two of the real ringleaders that put this whole thing together were FBI agents. When we were over at the Iron Pig, and we heard Bill Null talk about the entrapment, how him and his brother were able to get the attorneys that were representing them, were able to get the trial moved to Bel Air, Michigan, right here in Antrim County. The jurors were able to be selected, questioned about their knowledge about the case, and ultimately when they heard the evidence and heard about the FBI agents that basically started this conspiracy, the jurors in Antrim County found them not guilty. They were acquitted. But that's not what happened downstate in Croft and Fox's trials. Their bias, juror based, was through the roof. So bottom line, their arguments, though, were tossed out. Now the question is, are they going to appeal this to a higher court? In the end, the U.S. Attorney General, Dana Nessel, her office, as well as the U.S. Attorney General's office in Washington at the time under Biden, charged 14 men in total in connection to the plot. And in the end, four defendants entered plea deals, five were convicted. The remaining five were acquitted at trial. Well, two of them were acquitted right here in Antrim County. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. I believe this day will go down in history as what Donald Trump refers to Liberation Day of America. Why? Well, because at 4 o'clock, President Donald Trump is going to be holding a press conference. He's going to be signing into effect tariffs. Now, he's referred to his plan initially as reciprocal tariffs. Any country that charges tariffs on our goods, products, services going into their country, Donald Trump is going to reciprocate. It was kind of interesting, the posts that I saw on my Twitter X account yesterday talking about Canada and these billboards where they're talking about tariffs being a tax on working class people. Working class people, as these tariffs go into effect tomorrow. Well, in the one comparison, the research that I found on this post, the amount of tariffs that Canada charges on our goods, on our food, on all kinds of things that go into Canada is amazing. Through the roof. Unbelievable what they charge. Well, Donald Trump says, guess what? Not only am I putting 25% tariffs on your steel and aluminum coming into our country, as well as Mexico, I'm going to start charging the same tariffs that you charge us on our goods. Whatever you charge us, I'm going to charge you. It's already working. I don't know if you know this or not, but Israel has already said they are rescinding all the tariffs on American products coming into Israel. They're getting rid of every single tariff. Trade deals with these foreign countries need to be renegotiated. Do you realize some of the trade deals we have with certain foreign countries haven't been addressed since the 1970s? Do you realize it's been 50 years? Some of these countries, we've not updated our trade agreements in five decades. Donald Trump has said, you know what? Enough's enough. I only got 4 years to play president here. Guess what? I'm going to absolutely change the entire game when it comes to trade, when it comes to consumerism, when it comes to products. I'm going to level the playing field. Whatever you charge us, we're going to charge you. Israel already announcing they're getting rid of all their tariffs against U.S. goods. Well, guess what? We won't charge Israel for any of their products coming into the United States. China, South Korea, Vietnam, all these foreign countries with the tariffs on our products going into their countries, but they get to sell their stuff here with no or very low tariffs. No, that changes today at 4 o'clock. I'm going to be watching the news at 4 o'clock today. I'm going to make it a priority to watch and see exactly what Donald Trump says and what he signs into effect. And guess what? Tariffs do not need congressional support. This is something that the commander-in-chief, the executive, the head of our executive branch, our president of the United States, has the full power and authority to do. And these foreign countries are just absolutely freaking out. Canada is spending money on billboards in Michigan. Craig Mauger from the Detroit News posted one of them. Well, guess what? It's time that we be treated fairly in the world. And this president, Donald Trump, has got the backbone, has got the spine, has got the fortitude to say, it's over. You abusing us is stopping today at 4 o'clock. The tariffs go into effect tomorrow. Curious to see how the stock market reacts to this today. I'll be watching Brett Baer's special report at 6. He's been all over this one. And this is going to be very, very, very interesting to see how the stock market reacts, how the world leaders react. Going to be a great day for America, in my opinion. Well, the music's playing. That's it for today's show. Unfortunately, we're not carrying the music, but we will be working on it as soon as we get the power back. In the meantime, check back with us right here, yourdefendingfathers.com, tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'm Trucker Randy. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money.